right. Time now is 10:01. This is WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM. We're going to start things off with a tribute to the late Clark Terry. Terry from the album In Orbit, and we heard the title track from that, In Orbit, recorded back in 1958 with his quartet. And what a quartet this is. It's got Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Thelonious Monk on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And we're doing a little tribute to Clark Terry, who sadly passed away last week, born December 14th, 1920, and died February 21st. I guess that's a little more than a week ago, at age 94. Certainly one of the grand masters of jazz and one of the most beloved people in jazz. And recently a documentary was released of Clark Terry. And if you get a chance to see it, you got to make sure you do that. It's called Keep On Keeping It. And definitely hunt that down. It was in the theaters. I think it can be rented or shortly will be. But you really need to see that. A very heartwarming movie for sure. We're going to continue on with some more of Clark Terry. We're going to hear a couple from an album entitled Color Changes, recorded back in, 1960 with an octet. And we'll talk more about it on the other side. This is Clark Terry, No Problem. Thank you. two from Clark Terry to end this Clark Terry tribute. From the album Color Changes, the first track you heard was No Problem, a Duke Jordan composition, and that was followed by Nasty Blues, and that was some Nasty Blues playing that right there. Nasty Blues is a Clark Terry composition from the album Color Changes from back in 1960 with an octet, and that had a beautiful sound with some great arrangements by Yosef Latif. Let me go through the lineup of that octet. That was Clark Terry, C.T. on flugelhorn, Jimmy Nepper on trombone, Julius Watkins on French horn, Yosef Latif on tenor, flute, oboe, and English horn, Selden Powell on tenor sax and flute, and pianist Tommy Flanagan along with Joe Benjamin on bass and Ed Shaughnessy on drums. That's a great octet and a great sound from Clark Terry, who, as I said, passed away a couple weeks ago on February 21st, and he was 94 years of age and had been ill for quite a while, losing his sight. And I think he was suffering from diabetes in a bad way. And as I said, sadly passed away in Arkansas. And he had touched many, many musicians' lives. And as I saw on Facebook and elsewhere, really had a lot of contact and mentored a lot of great jazz musicians. So Clark Terry, one more great jazz musician who has passed on. I want to mention a great performance that's going to be coming up here in the Hartford area. I don't want to forget to mention this. The Hartford Jazz Society is presenting Ethan Iverson and Ron Carter Duo, and that's their spring concert. And also is going to have a student workshop, and that's going to be on March 20th, Friday, March 20th, at the Polish National Home on 60 Charter Oak Avenue in Hartford, Connecticut. And that show will begin at 7 o'clock. Well, I should say the doors open at 7 o'clock. And the Ethan Iverson duo is and Ron Carter duo will perform at 8 p.m. There's going to be a free student jazz workshop before that from 4:30 to 6 p.m. So make sure you mark your calendars. Ron Carter, of course, just one of the great bass players in the history of jazz music, played with Miles Davis and so many more great musicians. So you're not going to want to miss that Ron Carter duo with Ethan Iverson. That's quite a quite an interesting duo. Ethan Iverson, of course, of Bad Plus, and Ron Carter, the great bass player, together on the same stage. So check that out, March 20th, 2015, at the Polish National Home. All right, now we're going to continue on with Walt Weisskopf from his new album called Overdrive, and that's a great, he's got a great group with him as well. It's Ben Galise on vibes, David Wong on bass, Peter Zak on piano, Donald Edwards on drums, and Yotam Silberstein on guitar. So listen up. You're going to like this. Overdrive from Walt Weisskopf.
Thank you.
That set featured two great tenor sax players who maybe you have never heard of, but definitely they deserve a wider listening audience because they are both killing tenor sax players. We started out that set with Walt Weisskopf from his new album called Overdrive, and we heard The Path is Narrow, and that was followed by Waltz for Dad. And Walt Weisskopf, we first saw him up in Rochester, New York. And I see he grew up in the Syracuse, New York area and went to school at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York. And we saw him there and then started looking out for him in the New York scene and caught him a couple times at Smalls in New York as well. And he is a great tenor sax player. Hope you enjoyed those tracks. And that's a fine album. And we followed that up. The last track you just heard was from Jovan Alexander from his album Collective Consciousness, a debut album. Collective Consciousness is the name of his group, and that features Jovan Alexander on tenor sax, Andrew Renfro on guitar, Tabor Gable on piano, Matt Dwanzik on bass, and drummer Jonathan Barber. And that's a great group, and they hail pretty much from the Hartford area. They are all graduates of the Hart School of Music, Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz. So Jovan Alexander, it's a great album. Highly recommend you look for this album and hunt it down and purchase it because it's some great music. Jovan Alexander, Collective Consciousness. Okay. Time now is 10:42. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Actually, I'm filling in for Joel. His show is Pushing the Envelope. And we're going to continue on with some more music. This from Dwayne Eubanks, a fine trumpet player from a musical family. We'll get into more of Dwayne Eubanks' background after we hear a couple tracks from his new album called Things of That Particular Nature, starting with Rosie. Thank you. That was Dwayne Eubanks from his latest release entitled Things of That Particular Nature. Featuring Dwayne Eubanks on trumpet and flugelhorn, Abraham Burton on tenor sax, Mark Carey on piano and Fender Rhodes, and Dezron Douglas on bass and Eric McPherson on drums. We heard two tracks from that, starting with Rosie. Was that nice kind of R&B tinged track with Mark Carey on Fender Rhodes piano, and then a straight ahead piece entitled Beer and Water. Dwayne Eubanks. All right, we're going to continue on now with a couple piano trios from albums that I just got a hold of. The first one is from an Israeli bass player. His name is Ehud Etan, and he's with his trio from his new album, Raw Gestures. We saw Ehud last night at the Buttonwood Tree, which is just a great performance space in Middletown, Connecticut. And Ehud Etan Trio stopped through there on their latest tour. We're going to hear a track called Babylon. We'll be right back. trio recordings on that set. Great trios. The first one was led by bass player Ehud Etan from his new album entitled Raw Gestures. And that trio is Ehud Etan on bass, Daniel Schwarzwald on piano, and drummer Matan Asayag on drums. And we saw them, as I mentioned, we saw them at the Buttonwood Tree in Middletown, Connecticut last night. And that was a great, great performance, particularly impressed by pianist Daniel Schwarzwald. And that trio comes out of Israel, where that record was recorded. Following that, we heard from Adam Birnbaum and his trio entitled Three of a Mind. And we heard a track called Binary. And let's see, the trio on that is Adam Birnbaum on piano, Doug Weiss on bass, and the great Al Foster on drums. And they were indeed three of a mind on that one. You could hear the just the great empathy between those players and the great playing of Adam Birnbaum on piano. All right, time now is 11:04. This is WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM.